Search Open Window University Zambia today to secure your spot.
Bill 7 peaceful protest march postponed. Economist backs President Hichilema's call for banks to reduce interest rates. And 24 Nigerian schoolgirls released over a week after abduction. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Oasis Forum has postponed the peaceful protest march against Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, which was scheduled to take place on 28 November 2025, following advice from the Zambia Police Service. Association Chairperson Beauty Katebe stated that although all formal requirements for the march had been fulfilled, the postponement will create room for constructive dialogue. Ms. Katebe revealed that a meeting with President Hagainde Hichilema has since been arranged and will be held at State House on Friday, 28 November 2025. She also disclosed that instead of the march, the forum will hold intercession prayers at Pop Square in Lusaka, Cathedral of the Child Jesus, on the same date. The public is advised to dress in black and or are invited to join the service at 08 hours, said Ms. Katebe in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. The Oasis Forum, comprising CCZ, EFZ, LAS, NGOCC and ZCCB, affirmed its continued commitment to promoting constitutionalism, the rule of law and good governance for the betterment of Zambia. The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has expressed concern with the worsening state of several major bus stations in Lusaka, including Kulima Tower, City Market and Lumumba. CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti noted that commuters have year after year been subjected to poor conditions in the said bus stations, especially during the rain season. Mr. Kamuti said most of these stations either lack adequate shelters or have none at all, forcing commuters to stand in the open while waiting for transport. He described the situation as not only undignified, but also a serious health and safety risk. Poor sanitation facilities, blocked or insufficient drainage systems, and severely damaged surfaces create an unsafe and unhygienic environment for the millions of Zambians who depend on public transport daily, said Mr. Kamuti in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He has since called on the Lusaka City Council, LCC, relevant government agencies and transport associations to prioritize the rehabilitation and upgrading of these critical public spaces, emphasizing that commuters deserve clean, safe and weatherproof stations that uphold their rights and dignity. Mr. Kamuti further urged authorities to enforce maintenance standards and ensure that bus station revenues are reinvested into improving infrastructure and services. Economist Esther Banda has welcomed President Hagainde Hichilema's call for commercial banks to lower interest rates as part of measures aimed at making credit more accessible and affordable for citizens. Yesterday, during his address to the nation, the head of state called on commercial banks to lower their interest rates in a bid to allow small business access financing. Speaking in an interview with RTV News, Ms. Banda said reducing lending rates would enable businesses to borrow at a lower cost, allowing individuals and entrepreneurs to access capital for productive ventures. She explains that lower interest rates have the potential to stimulate growth in the private sector, particularly among micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, which form the backbone of the country's economy. If consumers pay less in interest on their loans, their monthly repayments decrease, reducing financial stress and giving them more flexibility in their budget allocation, said Ms. Banda. However, Ms. Banda cautioned that reducing interest rates may also present challenges, particularly in an economy exposed to external shocks such as fluctuations in global commodity prices. She noted that such vulnerabilities could trigger financial instability if not carefully managed.
We also look at the fact that it is going to boost consumer spending. So for households with lower incomes, if these households are able to access cheaper credits, for example, lower interest rates, it means, for instance, personal loans, business loans, or even mortgages, it means the businesses are able to also borrow at a lower interest rate. This could free up cash in the system. It could also reduce debt servicing burdens, and it could also allow people to borrow for productive use.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, in collaboration with UNICEF and the National Assembly Office, have joined forces to end child marriages and adolescent pregnancies in Kasenengwa District and across the country. This action comes in response to a recent report revealing that 11 pupils from Buze Primary School became pregnant, 7 of whom were preparing to sit for their grade 9 examinations. MedRap Executive Director Lioka Lioka noted that the initiative will engage key stakeholders, including traditional leaders, faith leaders, and adolescent champions through the advocacy and community mobilization action under a program supported by the European Union currently being implemented in the area. Keeping girls in school is a catalyst for national development, and there will be no stone left unturned in ensuring learners in the district are fully equipped with the information to make the right choices, said Mr. Lioka in a statement issued to RTV News today. He further emphasized that the situation at Buze Primary School highlights the urgent need to intensify efforts to protect girls from adolescent pregnancies and child marriages. Mr. Lioka also commended stakeholders in Kasenengwa, including the Vuze School authorities and pesetas, for their dedication and cooperation in combating child marriages and early pregnancies. In African news, the country's president has said a group of 24 Nigerian girls who were abducted from their boarding school over a week ago have been released. Armed assailants stormed Nigeria's Kebbi State on 17 November, killing 2 members of staff and abducting about 25 students. 2 were able to escape soon after. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu praised security forces for their swift response to the incident, although the circumstances of the girls' release remained unclear. Africa's most populous nation has suffered a spate of abductions in recent years, with more than 250 children abducted from a Catholic school last Friday still missing. Coming up shortly, Irish government to reduce asylum seeker supports. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The Irish government has decided to reduce asylum seeker supports at a meeting of senior ministers in Dublin on Wednesday. Asylum seekers who have jobs will now have to pay a charge towards their state accommodation. Family reunification rules will also be tightened, and those applying for citizenship will have to live in Ireland for 5 years instead of 3. Ireland has seen higher numbers of people seeking asylum and refuge in recent years than ever before. That's the news today. Here's another look at the headlines. The Oasis Forum has postponed the peaceful protest march against Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, which was scheduled to take place on 28 November 2025, following advice from the Zambia Police Service. Economist Esther Banda has welcomed President Hage Ndehichilema's call for commercial banks to lower interest rates as part of measures aimed at making credit more accessible and affordable for citizens. And the country's president has said a group of 24 Nigerian girls who were abducted from their boarding school over a week ago have been released. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. with the handle RSV News. My name is Margaret Monza. Stay tuned.